Cool. All right, we back. Well, we back. We back. We back. Yeah, let's do it. Da na 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 na. Woo. Welcome back, gods and goddesses. I appreciate y'all. Welcome back. I am your host with the least amount of mostness, Mr. Bush. I feel like this, I'm in the studio, I'm trying, working on some new stuff, but I feel like this got a delayed some, like, shit. I don't know. I'm just going to keep going. Fuck it. It is what it is, you know, so... Hey, but anyway, this here is that by the way, podcast-icio. Yes. Oh, I do want to say I apologize if the volume levels were lower than expected. I did not mean that for the last episode. I apologize. I'm going to try to get them right for this one. I'm just working on new, so bear with me, but I got it for you. Or I could just go straight to back to, you know, which I might just do. Who knows? I used to balance in between once I had my levels right. But, you know, we get now. So, hey. But I did want to, you know, mention that, acknowledge that, you know, I don't want to make y'all feel like, you know, bro, what the fuck? Like, I get it. But anyway, enough about my old pod. I'm going to have to know how I feel like I can pull out my new... I ain't have a word for that. I thought I was going to have something. But pod is it's pretty peculiar, if I say that right. But yeah. So, how y'all doing? Let's get it. I like this, whatever the fuck this thing is. I do feel good, so that could be another thing. But how y'all doing? Y'all good out there? Let me give y'all some shout outs. I got it. Got something for y'all. I'm gonna do a little shout out. Alright, so yeah. This is what I'm going to do. So, I got some shout outs. This is to the audience. And I appreciate y'all for messing with me. Like, real talk. Some of these places I've been. A lot of these places I have not been. So, yeah. I'm going to just run them down. I'm going to be not too quick, but I'm gonna be quick. I don't want to be too long on it. I'm just, fuck it. What's long? What we got? We got time. We're enjoying it. Fuck it. It's a pod. Let's go. All right. United Kingdom. Shout out to you. Shout out to you for real. Germany. Shout out to you, of course. All of y'all. Italy. Shout out to you. Italy, mess with me. Yeah. And Germany. And United Kingdom, like after United States, they, you know, they up there. Brazil, yeah. Shout out to Brazil. I never been there. Love to go. India. Shout out to India. Shout out to India. Hey, India. Abar. Abar. I hope that means something. I swear I do. But anyway, Ireland. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Canada. Hey, Canada mess with me. Hey, I mess with sure Canada. Hey, I mess with the planet. I mess with everybody. So I mean I mean it when I say I mess with Canada, but like I got love for all y'all on some real shit. Yeah. Australia. Australia. Okay. I wanna check Australia out, but they got a lot of animals there. And I'm not afraid of animals. I'm not afraid of. It's just they got those get up in your crib and fuck you up type shit. You know, that's some, yeah. Anyway, Costa Rica. Shout out to Costa Rica. I've been there. Beautiful place. Gorgeous. Just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Algeria, never been there. I'm glad y'all mess with me, Algeria. Okay, Algeria. Okay, all right. I don't know anything that's Algerian, but I always thought Algeria was pretty interesting, and I actually have nothing to go off of. I don't know what makes it. You know, but something about Algeria that seems kind of interesting. I don't know why, but it also seems like it's kind of cold there. If it is, that'd be a short stay or none at all. I'm sorry, I'm just a sun eater, you know? Like, I like to go places and take my clothes off and eat and do things that I like to do while not having my clothes on and being able to eat readily available at any other time. That's a vacation to me. If I gotta go bundle up and put clothes on and put my long johns on, I'm from Chicago. If I gotta put my long johns on, it has to be a family event or business. But outside of that, I don't see me going no place just to frolic around in the cold. It's just not for me. You know, but hey. But then again, anyway, shout out to the Netherlands. Netherlands. I never been there. Oh man, y'all messing with me out there in Netherlands? Oh man, Joe. Okay. All right, cool. Bet. I'ma turn it up for y'all. I got y'all. I got you know what? Yeah. Jamaica. Jamaica, man. And I'm Hey, shout out to Jamaica. Jamaica is Jamaica is a place of the gods. Yeah. I'll leave it there. Jah made man. Anyway, Japan. Oh, damn. Okay. Damn, Japan fucking with me. Ooh, shot that. Ooh. All right, Japan, man. Hey. Man, I got so many questions. Like, I'm not on hand, but I love you all's culture. I hope I don't sound like a country groupie right now. Like, anyway. But yeah, I do. I do. I do. I respect and admire the discipline ingrained from an early age. The way they respect the youth, knowing that they're the future, they're stronger, they're better. So trusting them and guiding them, and you know, that's it's seen. Is seen through the culture. So shout out to Japan. Yeah, love. Indonesia, love. Never been there. Love to go one day. Iran, love. Never been there. Love to go one day. Poland. I think it's cold there. You know, we said, you know, I feel love. Yes, always love Poland. But y'all can come on to other places. I fuck with Poland. You know, Hey, look. You know what? All right, I'm going to tell y'all a story, a Polish story. It's not a Polish story. All right, so Polish, Poland, I apologize. I'm talking about y'all, man. Come on now. Poland, whatever. Poland holds a special place in my heart, and I'll tell you exactly why. All right. So, long story short, we got time. I don't have to cuss. I could use my words properly in a balanced, emotional fashion. Here it goes. So, the reason Poland holds a special place in my heart is because when I was 10, I went to go live with my pops, my father. And my father had moved to the north side. And when we were living there, my father owned a building. We lived in a building. And it was like a 18 or 32 unit. One of the two, I can't remember. But anyway, what I do know is that we had tenants and I had chores. And the neighborhood was like Latino and Polish. That was the neighborhood. And it was really cool people. One thing I could definitely say that was really dope about like their culture and the way they seem to just, you know, exist. Like sometimes me and my pops, we would just, you know, walk through the halls for whatever we had to do, either whether we were going to an apartment to work on something or anything, picking up rent, whatever the case may be. So I remember we would walk through the hallways and they communed and they knew each other from like apartment into apartment, and they would play music, open their front doors and walk from apartment to apartment, eating, drinking, laughing, and just chilling with each other. They opened up their front door and made the whole building in one apartment, you know. And they would drink until they would just pass out on the stairs in the hallway. And me and my dad, we would, you know, see them and be walking through the halls, and they'd be knocked out like you can go in a pocket type shit. Like it was crazy. Like, don't get me wrong. I know y'all was like, well, that was always the first thought of you, what you looking. I'm showing the vulnerability of, yeah, of the state they were in. I could have said anything. Chill. So anyway, and you know what's funny? As a podcaster now, you have to have damn near three mindsets. You have to talk freely while viewing how you talk and knowing what you're saying as you're saying it, how it may come off, even if you don't want it to come off that way. You know, it's all about true communication. I think communication should evolve as well. You know, the world evolves. Why can't we? You know? But hey. Anyway, I hope y'all won't mess with that song, that little treat I dropped. Yeah, I should get a name for it. I'll have one soon. I definitely have one soon, but yeah, I'm working. I feel it. I'm connected. And I'm going to stay right here until I evolve. Then I'll move another place, you know. But I just want to say for real, shout out to you all. My bad, I'm like trying to scratch the top of my throat. Give me a second. Yeah, anyway. But yeah, shout out to y'all. You know, y'all come back, y'all mess with me. That's dope. That's dope. I don't know what else to say. Can I sing for y'all? Y'all mind if I sing for y'all? Like, no homo. I know I got guys out there and I'm singing for y'all too. No homo at all. It ain't even I'm singing for y'all. Fuck that. Hey, fuck y'all. I'm singing for me. Here I go. Yeah. I say, yeah. I say, oh, I'm so happy I'm me. I got happy on me. All is happening on me. I feel like baloney. Every time that you laugh, I need to like gas. That shit needs some burning. That shit needs some burning. I feel like I know. Should I call her Bernice? I feel something's burning. I smell something's turning. Love, I love my life. At times I won't die. At times I won't die. Death, I won't with fries. But she changed it for me. I made it through the valley. This I share it with you. This I apparently know. I'm the best in this here. Bleed on breast and not ears. Lean the rest all right here. Lean the rest all right here. I feel time is changing. I know I'm arranging. DNA is shaking, connecting and rebreaking. This is who I know. My listeners, who they show. They self by tuning to me. My ability vibes through the streams. String theory told me, hold up. How the fuck you know about my stuff. I'm Bushwick, bitch, y'all knowing. And as soon as I say that, I don't know, shing. man, I love y'all, man, for real. You ain't gonna love me back, fuck it. You know why? Because, see, you already do. Love is magnation, boo. I mean, love is magnation, my dude. See, I come here for y'all. I don't come here to make women wet. I don't come here to make men feel legit. I come here to really come here. And when I come here, you come here too. Like, watch me do my move. And it's crazy because, like, when I'm done, I feel I done. Oh, my groove. And it's my brain. It's crazy. It's like I'm trying to talk, but then again, the vibes, oh, they knew. Oh, man. Hey, look, I say this. Fear is a waste of time. The day you notice that is the day you slap the shit out of yourself. You know, either gonna do it or you're not. Either gonna be or you're not. And we're not gonna fabricate it. If we don't know, we're gonna learn, we're gonna strengthen, we're gonna grow. If we gotta start from day one, or even if we 47, there's all different types of paths to start at any other type of age that spark different neural paths. And you'd be surprised what the human body truly does when truly utilized, truly activated, truly used. See, the body just wants to be used. It's like, use me. And you like, I'll use you because I can't use nobody. But it's a symbiotic homeostasis. It's you. It ain't no, actually, let's talk about it. So, technically, we're two things in one. Now, we think we're one in oneness, but that's not necessarily true. What we are is a sperm cell that grew within the egg. They didn't fuse, yeah. And see, that's what people don't get. So, I talk to you as a sperm cell that has matured, calcified with a vertebrae inside the egg that gave me a body, a mouth to speak on, arms to hold up. So, and all of those bones stemmed from my vertebrae, my shoulder blades, my pelvic bones, my femur, legs, feet. You see what I'm saying? So, hey, it's a lot to go on. I'm not trying to be, you know, too much. What I'm saying is, you don't know what you are. And even if you knew, what difference would it make? It would make all the difference in the world if you knew how to do what you could do, but you couldn't do it because you couldn't groove. See, what's the difference between knowing how to raise your right arm and not knowing how you raise your right arm? It's a feeling. But what if you knew how to do everything that you are genetically possible, able to do? And you had every feeling of how to do every single thing. I feel like, oh my, time it rises, it's so sly. It thinks it's tricky to my eyes, but the electromagnetism around my heart make me know I start, and I found it far. just like Jafar. I mean, it was far, but I didn't have a genie. I think about you in a bikini. The lady I'm on, she know I mean it. Bushwick steak bone, I don't eat meaty unless you know. Unless you know, yeah. Unless you know. Unless you know, yeah. Unless you know, oh, 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 oh. Hey, shout out to my air hustlers. Yeah. I mean, if I don't say shout out to them, shout out to who then? Who then? Who then? Who? Who? I listen. I wait. Exactly. Shout out to my air hustlers. Yeah. Shout out to my air hustlers. Hey, yeah, I appreciate y'all. Y'all dope, man. So, I'm working on a project. I hope y'all ready. I hope y'all ready. I'm about a good 10 in, maybe even 12 or 13. Possibly 15, but that's stretching it. But I might even condense that down to 8, you know, and just keep going until the day. But I got something for y'all, you know. You know, I want you all to enjoy this music. I want it to work within you. I wanted to give you a feeling. I want you to vibe with it, you know. I want you to do it. I want it to shake you to the next moment, to the moment after that, the moment after that, until you come back to another song. I want you to do some living in between songs. And hey, look, I say this. Look, let's do this. Let's do this. Listen to my music this way. Get ready, comfortable. Not now, I'm just saying in general. You know, do what you do, get comfortable. Make sure you can tune in. I want you to listen to it, and then I want you to turn it off. Now, you can listen to that same song again, but don't listen to another song of mine right after. Just give it some time and then come back later. And I want to see if it vibrates, if my song, my music, you know, the energy I put into this, if it moves you. I want you to be moved so that you get up and groove and do and move your body and your brain and your thoughts to the places that, you know, you would like to see them at, you know. You know, confidence, power, movement, you know, confidence, enlightenment. I would love to be able to give at any cost, and not at crazy, you know what type of world they be in, nothing crazy, but like, I care about you all feeling good, and feeling good about yourself is the key. It's the key, you know. It's the key. You gotta feel good. So many things that make you feel bad. So many things that make you feel bad. Damn. So many things that make you feel bad. Don't focus on that. Let's focus on the things that make you feel good. Let's focus on the things that make you feel good. Let's focus on the things that make you feel good. 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 They make you feel good. They make you feel good. She wanna feel wood. Yeah. And once she feel wood, ooh, it feel good. And once she feel wood, she wanna feel wood. And once she grab wood, you know she have wood. Yeah. Ooh, it feels good. And once she grabs wood, and once she holds wood, you know it feels good. You know it feels good. She growing. Hey, we got one. So I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here. I'm gonna go chill for a little minute. And to be honest with y'all, I really wanna get back recording. Make some music. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I've been passionate lately. You know what I'm saying? I've been in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been in it. I get up, I get to it, I'm ready, I'm wanted, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, yeah, like I need it, you know, I get up, I'm about it, I hustle for it, this is my hustle, look, this here is my muscle, this here ain't no hustle, who the fuck I'm hustling? Actually, I'm muscling, making it stronger. Try to keep the in out. You know what I've been about. Bushwick is relentless. I've been talking about the dim south. That I can't do though. You can't make me go down. I be like I'm too swole. Bushwick with the sit up. That there is Petrullo. I'm just making words up. This is how I do. Look, everything I do is work. I mean, play is like, I mean, say it, Mike. I mean, Jackson Jordan, I think that you played it right. Tyson was more enticing when he ain't played to fight. I came to play to fight. I fight and play all night. I see my days and nights. I like to lay my life just like I lay my knife. It's neat, it's sharp. You see, I swear I'm no Houdini. I'm everything that I need. I'm trying to heal my knees. Man. I cool. Fine then. I almost said fuck it. I'm trying my best not to say it, but then I eventually said that. But hey, I know I said it anyway. Don't get it twisted. But that's just mind, a beautiful mind execution, you know. Let's get it. Don't forget, y'all better be working out, you know, work on all body, you know, areas. Take your time, be patient with yourself, find your vibe, find your workout, you know, be safe, don't do nothing crazy, relax, chill, you know, but keep your spirits up. You know, and if you can't, well, shit, keep your spirits up. You ain't got no choice, especially if you chosen. You already know it. Hey, I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here. I will say, I've been putting y'all on forever. So if y'all want to say that 15%, I'm gonna go ahead and put that link down there. And that's for LINQ. And like I said, you save it 15%. You get your rubber band. You program it. You keep it around your waist. I mean, well, good, but that'd be crazy because that'd be tight. Keep it around your wrist. And when you out, you have conversations. You know, you got something that you've been working on. You got going on. You put it out there. Boom, bam. You can connect real quick. You know what I'm saying? Just put your wrist out. Tap to the phone. They get their whole profile. They get your whole profile, the things that you choose to put out. So, you know, nothing to worry about. But yeah, check it out. Link in the description. And yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. If you do want to support, donate, you can always do so via PayPal at Wickush, WICKUSH. I will say, if you want to do that and you don't have PayPal, I don't really have any other methods at this point, but if that's something that you would like to, you know, support, check us out. Definitely hit up the pod email, by the way, podcast@gmail.com. And I'll be there. Answer. Check it out. So I'm going to let you all go. Y'all be safe. Stay guided and protected. You already know it's Mr. Bush, your one and only.